It's been said that the best teachers are often found in the corners. Well, interestingly enough, someone sent this article to me from a small town newspaper. Look what they're beginning to teach in public schools. Number one, earth worship. Number two, evolution. Number three, socialized medicine. Number four, world government. Number five, animal rights. In other words, animals seen as brothers and sisters. Number six, redistribution of American wealth to other nations. Number seven, contraception and reproductive health. Number eight, legal abortions. Number nine, debt forgiveness to third world nations. Number 10, the adoption of the gay rights agenda. Number 11, the elimination of the right to bear arms. And finally, number 12, setting aside massive amounts of private land where no human presence is allowed. GLOBE stands for Global Learning and Observation to Benefit the Environment. Mikhail Gorbachev is the head of an organization called Green Cross International, operating right here in the United States. Gorbachev is working to create world government, and he's helping implement this education scheme. He has also joined partnership with UNESCO, which is the source of much of the anti-American education curriculum, as well as the International Baccalaureate program. This GLOBE program is funded and implemented through the Federal Department of Education, created under Goals 2000, and is now carried over in No Child Left Behind. No Child Left Behind? It should rightly be called No Child Left Unindoctrinated. Bart Simpson, the great underachiever, boy, would he be proud. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann has some information on No Child Left Behind that I thought was pretty important for you, the American people, to hear.
When you see the federal government bureaucracy take something over, does it usually cost less? No. Is it usually less complicated? No. Is there usually more paperwork? Yes. Does the quality diminish? Almost always. Especially in the area of education. You know, we need to understand the 10th Amendment to our Constitution guarantees that education will be a state function, a local function. It was never meant to be a federal function. When you get the federal government involved in something, you can almost bet your money on it that it will probably get more complicated and be more costly. And when we're talking about something as important and primary to the future of our nation, and that's the quality education of students, we should never in a million years trust that function to the federal government. We should trust that function to our local community.
Yes, America, it's a little bit deeper than that. In order to understand the direction which the National Education Association has been going for many years, one needs to know where this trend started and the purpose behind it. Most Americans have probably never heard of secular humanism, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. For nearly three quarters of a century, the American Humanist Association has been influencing education in America. Humanist Manifesto 1, which states the beliefs of the American Humanist Association, was published in 1933 and signed by 34 authors and educators, including John Dewey, often referred to as the father of modern education. It was the declaration of a totally secular religion. In fact, the term religion was employed at that time to describe the movement. The philosophy of the AHA has had a major influence on the NEA. Here is a statement which appeared in The Humanist, official publication of the American Humanist Association. The article entitled, A Religion for a New Age, is written by John Dunphy. The Bible is an incredibly dangerous book. The battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public classroom by teachers, who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and the new.
Did you know that the founder state constitutions were an average of only 5 pages nationwide? Did you also know that they focused more on the character of those placed in office more than the laws themselves? For example, Delaware constitutional requirements for men in office: I do profess faith in God, the Father, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, and in the Holy Ghost, blessed forevermore. How about Pennsylvania Constitution? I do believe in one God, the creator and governor of the universe, the rewarder of the good and the punisher of the wicked. And then over to North Carolina's Constitution: no person who shall deny the being of God or the truth of the Christian religion or the divine authority, whether of the Old or New Testaments, or who shall hold religious principles incompatible with the freedom and safety of the state, shall be capable of holding any office or place of trust or profit in the civil department within this state.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker, boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. That number is 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. Also wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. One of the things that I wanted to highlight yesterday, I'm sorry, guys. I am so tired of being frustrated that I have to laugh. I've done my crying. I've been frustrated. Folks, it's amazing I still have hair on my head. No joke. Because of the stuff that I show the people and what it is that the American people put up with is just absolutely astonishing, to say the least. I'm confounded. Again, I really am truly confounded. But what I want to do is I want to show you something, and I'll play something here for you for my affiliates. And just to show you why it is that we're in the state that we're in today, I had shared with you just the other day that the structure in which we have been established, transitioned to from what our forefathers established, it's premised on the wicked that are found within the four walls of the American church, what's lacks Christianity. And you guys say, well, I hear that quite a bit. Yep, no, but I just want to show you our responsibility to, in fact, right the wrongs, Isaiah 58, verse 12. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you again, and you're going to hear this, and I'm going to go ahead and paint this picture for you really quick as to why America is in the state that it is today. You know, the Bible says in the book of Amos, come to Bethel in sin, transgress. That means violate God's moral law, 1 John 3, 4. It's okay. We use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. We're still saved. We're still going to heaven, though we're choosing to live like the devil. Put that up against Deuteronomy 30:19. Yeah, but what we have to do is we have to take a step back and understand that the Lord also pointed back to the prophet and said, go show those people concerning Shiloh what I did to it when they turned against me. And that's always the part that the American people miss every step of the way. There is a judgment day that every single human being ever created by the living God, every single living person will face off with their God, regardless if you believe it or not. Like I say, folks, if you don't have to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one, right? And that is the truth of the matter. So I want to go back to this because this is what America is guilty of. They have polluted his house. They have brought into the house of God in America today the profane, that which is irreverent to the things of the Lord. They have brought the abominable, the dogs, into the house concerning the sodomite agenda, men dressed as women, the very things that the Lord condemns. These reprobates, these abominable ones, are actually advocating for. This is a video, audio of Ozzy Osbourne walking into a church before he passed. And believe it or not, what he found is when he walked in the church, that the choir was actually singing a Black Sabbath song. No joke. Check this out.
Oh.
Ozzy walking into a church. Folks, this is blasphemy. That's what this is. The Prince of Darkness goes into a church into America. Right? Goes into a church in America, and they're singing a Black Sabbath song. No wonder why nobody believes their testimony. I'll tell you why they don't have a testimony, folks. I'll tell you why people don't listen to them. Because, again, they don't have a testimony. You know, the Bible says that the letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. Folks, they're using the letter against themselves. They're hastening towards the judgment seat of God for the very things that they advocate for. Again, you can't make this up. The man calls himself the Prince of Darkness, and he goes into a church. And as he goes into the church, they're singing his song. Okay, how do you help that one out? I have no idea. But again, what is it that we see inside of the church? I think that's what's more important here. I want to show you this as well. Here's another youth pastor. By the way, there is no such thing as a youth pastor in the church. If you look at our forefathers, which we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here, I think it's important for you all to understand that the children always went to church with their parents. They listened to the one that they were going to grow up acting like. Concerning the anointing that was in the room coming from the preacher's mouth as they grow up in grace and in the knowledge of their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18. Okay, so there was no separating your kids and giving them over to some man that never grew up in his head. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because I want you to hear this. And it's important that you hear it because here again, the mainstream media and the professors within the body of what they call Christ in America, which again is blasphemy. There's nothing could be further from the truth. Here's another youth pastor busted in the act of pedophilia. Check this out. This is incredible. If I can get to it, I guess, right? Here we go. I like raising
your hands. The man you just saw in that video was 29-year-old youth pastor Zachary Radcliffe. Before his arrest, Zachary was very active and outspoken in the political world, and he was deeply involved in his church. But as it turns out, Zachary was a hardcore pedophile. Zachary was arrested last year after authorities were given a tip. And when they investigated him, what they found was nothing short of disturbing. Since at least 2011, Zachary had been molesting children. Children whose ages ranged from 12 to 17 years old. He had also been soliciting these children to have them send him sexually abusive material. And while all this was going on, he was playing for large crowds and hanging out with the political elite.
Of course.
So Zachary was finally arrested in October of
2024. Apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does
it? Zachary was finally arrested in 2024, And in 2025, this is what the judge presiding over his case had to say. I don't say this lightly at all, not how I operate my
I'll
life.
Go ahead and play the rest of this in just a moment, judge. Friends. But again, this so explains far. As to what's going on in your country right now. They're no longer the light. They're the dark hiding behind the light. And we should know better. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Sam calling from Minnesota. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country today, we need men now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
BBSradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Again, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I just want to highlight a couple things here before we get into the main topic. I want to keep this on the front burner as well because people are being distracted from a lot of what's going on here. I want to just play this audio for you concerning, you know what, I'm going to finish the first point and then I'll bring you back to the next one, okay? This is the youth pastor explaining as to what's going on in the Church of America today. And I want you to hear this and I'll play the full of it. And it's about a minute and 29 seconds long. But again, here's another youth pastor inside of the church praying on the children, okay? And I, again, want you to hear this. He's a total Trumpite, Trump supporter, out in front of audiences, singing on the behalf of Donald Trump, and the list goes on. And this isn't an isolated case, by the way. There's many of these guys that are around his current administration that are being busted for the same crimes. And again, as I said during the last segment, how could it be otherwise? As we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it? No, nope, it certainly doesn't.
The man you just saw in that video was 29-year-old youth pastor Zachary Radcliffe. Before his arrest, Zachary was very active and outspoken in the political world, and he was deeply involved in his church. But as it turns out, Zachary was a hardcore pedophile. Zachary was arrested last year after authorities were given a tip. And when they investigated him, what they found was nothing short of disturbing. Since at least 2011, Zachary had been molesting children. Children whose ages ranged from 12 to 17 years old. He had also been soliciting these children to have them send him sexually abusive material. And while all this was going on, he was playing for large crowds and hanging out with the political elite. So Zachary was finally arrested in October of 2024. Zachary was finally arrested in 2024. And in 2025, this is what the judge presiding over his case had to say. I don't say this lightly at all, not how I operate my life, and certainly not how I operate as a judge. But in my 25 so plus years, I've seen a lot. This ranks up with one of the most egregious predators I have ever seen as it regards individuals. Thankfully, I think Zachary's going to be in prison for a long time. But it always seems like these groups, like youth groups at churches, attract the worst of the worst from society. For a guy like Zachary, he might have seen an open buffet.
A buffet, that's exactly right. For Zachary, it seems that he basically beheld an open buffet, is what this young kid said. But yep, sad to say, that's what's going on. And speaking of which, are you seeing this, folks? In Florida alone, we have six men who were arrested for anti-human trafficking and sexual exploitation operation by the police department in that state. It's pretty amazing how that works, isn't it, friends? Isn't it? Because what happens is when people tolerate the crime, what happens is it breeds more of it. Here's another one in Florida. Florida arrests over 40 pedophiles in undercover operation, seven on ICE's hold. They're illegals. And I want you to remember something while I just brought up that last point, that seven of them are illegals just concerning this pedophile bust here in Florida. I want you to remember something, that the said federal government and the said governors and mayors that allured the illegals in, according to federal law, are accountable for the crimes committed by the illegals that they treasonously allured in. I can't say that enough, because until the people hold the politicians accountable for the crimes, this is going to continue on. And to show you that they're not working for you, friends, isn't it amazing how they're defended? We had a guest on last week that was talking about the very things. It's amazing how these pedophiles, these politicians, are being protected by these agencies. Well, they're unconstitutional agencies, so hopefully that's going to help you understand what that's all about as well. But again, friends, this is insanity. Absolutely it is. Wanted to show you this as well, because there's still people, and this is what I wanted to hold up on the, up to your candor, friends, concerning holding this forth in the light of day, because all day long I can highlight the people that are dying, and until there's justice brought, I'm not going to shut my mouth on this topic. But you all are aware of the fact that the Albert Bourla, the chief of Pfizer, actually entered into one of Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine. Again, how could it be otherwise? He entered into one of his meetings, and I want you to listen to what happened there, because Donald thought he was just going to go ahead and get away with this. But I think what's happening here is the people are beginning to understand who Donald Trump is, because the lights are being turned on at every given turn concerning his criminal tenure and his administrations as well. Listen carefully to this.
Head of Pfizer here, so I want to thank him. One of the great
He's
people.
He's thanking
one
Pfizer.
Of the great businessmen.
Hey, folks. Donald Trump thanking Pfizer. 30 million people murdered by the experimental jabs. And Donald Trump, the father of the vaccine, just to show you how well connected he is to all of this in his conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9, thanks the one that created that which is killing human beings and murdering. It's murder is what it is. Worldwide. Let's listen to the rest of this. So Donald wanted to go ahead and test his fame and his pomp, and it completely backfired.
Thank you, Albert. Thank you. Thank you very much.
People are like, did he really say that?
Wow, it's not often that Donald...
Isn't that crazy? Can you believe that he said that? Is what his worshipers, his idolaters are saying. I'd like to show you a couple more things and share with you a little more information here, friends. Oh, by the way, I got a little something here to show you. There's a new medication called Mega Strength Trumphenol. It's for Trump Derangement Syndrome. So if you'd like to go ahead and order yours, it's available online today. It's called Trumphenol, okay? And it's for Trump Derangement Syndrome. The people that are hanging on trying to justify this pedophile at this time is, again, it's just unthinkable to say the least. But let me go ahead and show this to you. Someone brought this up, and I thought it was worthy of people taking a listen to concerning what in fact is going on while these federal judges and Donald Trump are playing games with your freedoms, right? The federal government, the state governments allure the illegals in, right? This is what I want you to see. I want to show you the crimes that they're responsible for. Because I have a video right here, and it's surveillance footage showing illegal immigrant stealing a little girl from a Virginia mall. Did you hear me, Americans? I'm playing a video right now.
Walked out. Watch closely. He followed shortly behind her.
Follows a little girl in a Virginia mall, an illegal.
He walked out of view and into a nearby store with the little girl in his arms. News 4 obtained a criminal complaint. It said the girl's father was in the play area with her sibling and didn't realize she'd walked out. Her mother actually happened to be in the store that the suspect wandered into. She noticed the man with her child, confronted him, and he gave the girl up and took off. Fairfax County Police eventually arrested him. His name is Andreas Caceres Jaldin.
So we don't have
folks, we have these illegals coming in, committing crimes. What do you think they're going to do when they get here, folks? What do you think they're going to do? Just exactly what they're doing right now. Remember, under the criminal treasonous Biden administration, we found out that they were actually going over to the southern border. Joe Biden doing business with the Mexican president, using the cartels to drive the people from the southern border across into America. If they're committing crimes there, what do you think they're going to do when they get to America? And the question that needs to be begged by everybody listening to me right now is, why would they bring these people in here in the first place? Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you all understood. Oh, I'm not done yet. Here's another illegal for you. A suspect has been arrested in connection with the horrific underground Alabama sex dungeon where kids as young as 3 were raped. Andreas Trejo Valaquez. He's a part of a Mexican gang. He's a gang member, and he's been arrested and charged with over 20 crimes, yet he still remains. Who allured them into America, friends? Your politicians did. How come your politicians haven't been charged for the crimes? How come the American people, 345 million people, haven't held them accountable for the crimes? I know when they're going to be held accountable, when it's your kid. And you know the fact of the matter is, if you look at it through the Lord's eyes, those are our kids because we're our brother's keeper. That's what love is. You know, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Yep. And what is the love? Well, it's the fulfilling of the law. And therefore, we're going to fulfill the law by upholding the law against those that commit a crime by condemning them as a mercy to the innocent. But if we don't, the innocent are going to be made a prey before the guilty. And it's not just the criminal committing the act, it's also the accomplices committing the act, the American people, by tolerating this. Again, we're talking about the unthinkable is happening in America today. On top of all of what I just said here, friends, also keep in mind, you have illegals that are coming into America. They're getting into office, and I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but when they get into office, they promise the people, their constituents, everything, but when they get into office, then what they do is they turn on their constituents and say that I'm serving my foreign president here in the United States of America. That's an act of treason. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots, unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm State Representative Walter Hudson from Minnesota. As a public servant, I face constant pressures that threaten to pull me away from my core values. That's why I turned to Bradley Dean and his ministry through the Sons of Liberty radio show. They're one of the only media outlets that truly challenges me to stay rooted in God's word while fighting for liberty and justice in our government. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for hard-hitting truth that inspires action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. I just wanted to go ahead and have you hear what's going on. If you don't have those that have come from foreign countries that are making way with the help of your politicians to overthrow who we are, because that's exactly what's going on here, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, 63, and 68. It's exactly what's going on. And no one's going to prove otherwise. It's exactly what is going on. They are being brought in here to America to overthrow who we are as a people. Just ask them. They're not here to assimilate. We have in Minnesota an individual, he's a Muslim, who's here to conquer. He's been busted for over $500,000 of fraud. He's running for mayor. He's been busted for voter fraud. He's running for mayor, and he is the candidate that the people have picked. I also want to put that in the face of voter fraud, because that's what he was busted for, just to show the American people that that's exactly what's going on in this country. In the state of Minnesota, there's not enough Muslim population in the state of Minnesota to put anybody in office. Even when you go over to the 5th District where treasonous Ilhan Omar is, they still don't have it. Folks, they're being installed. Again, I can't emphasize it enough. They're being installed. This is happening on purpose to destabilize, to overthrow. They're being used as political battering rams to upend who we are as a people. That's what's going on here, okay? We have the same thing going on in New York. The people didn't vote this guy in. They're just the ones that are going to go to the streets and get active about taking office. Guess what, friends? Anybody that's in office that means to overthrow who we are as a people by swearing in on the Quran or any other book they want to create, serving their false gods, you better understand, folks, that that is an act of treason and they are not qualified to run for office. Yet they're being put in place so Donald has someone to call names to. But in fact, what we find is nobody's ever dealt with. Isn't anybody paying attention to that? I think that's what's more important. With all these scandals that have come to the light, isn't it interesting that they're not one of these scandals, not one person's been arrested? The last one was what? Epstein. No one's arrested. The one before that that we all know was the whole what? The whole pandemic. Was anybody arrested for that? Absolutely not. They're thanking the people that committed the act of murder against the people coming from the person in the people's White House. Here, I want to throw something at you. The Russian collusion hoax. Number of arrests, zero. January 6th, concerning those that are guilty of violating the rights of those people that had a right to be there concerning the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights. How many arrests? Zero. The Mar-a-Lago raid, which was all nothing but a dog and a pony show, just like the rest of them. How many people have been arrested? Zero. They're all distractions. The Biden auto pen. I mean, folks, this is all distraction by design. How many people have been arrested? Zero. It shows you what they have a hand to. Okay. What about this one? 2020 election. All the election fraud, which is massive. And it continuously, folks, it is massive. And it still goes on, okay? I don't care what the lying mainstream media spin doctors have to say. It's still going on a massive level across the country, okay? 2020 election, how many people have been arrested? Zero. You see what the problem is? Epstein pedophile arrests, right? Trump and friends. How many arrests? Zero. You get in the picture, right? And what about COVID? Right? I just brought that up. How many have been arrested? Zero. What about Benghazi? Remember Jason Chaffetz and Trey Gowdy and Daryl Issa? Man, those bulldogs really gave it to them, didn't they? Namely, Barack Obama and that of Hillary Clinton. How many arrests? Zero. How about the Doge fiasco? How many people have been arrested for all of that? Zero. See, they're just handy little distractions coming from the people that are throwing them out to keep you distracted. That's all it's designed to do. What about the Ukraine impeachment hoax? How many people have been arrested for that? Zero. Do you want me to keep going on or do you get the point? I trust that you get the point. Now put that up against Proverbs 21 verse 7 because that's what's going on in your country and you're going to get more of it. But let me go back to the illegals. Let me show you what's taking office in your government while you sit back and tolerate these treasonous individuals that are now there. This is Rep. Delay Ramirez from Illinois. Man, that is just one. Do you know how many governors have been thrown in prison after their incumbency, folks, just in that state alone? I believe it's five now. Why is it that they're thrown in prison after their incumbency? Okay, here, check this out. This is a said representative from Illinois, and I want you to listen to what she has to say here.
Porque yo soy guatemalteca con mucho orgullo, primero que soy americana.
Yeah, did you hear that? Did y'all get that? I didn't think so. I'm sorry, is this America? Yeah, I thought it was America. Isn't that a part of the plan of assimilation is to come here and learn English? Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Did you know what she said? What she said right there, friends, is that she is a proud Guatemalan before she's an American. Well, at least now you know. At least now you know. Oh, I'm just taking a breather, folks. Just for people to sit back and think about what's going on here. Known criminals taking office with the help of the powers that are tolerated. And the American people can't figure out who's putting them in office. Who is handling these criminals? Who is telling these criminals what they're supposed to do when they get in office? I'm trying to figure out which governor hasn't done it. But Americans, they still think it's just a thing that's in a third world country. Nope, not talking about a third world country anymore. I'm talking about what's going on in your backyard, Americans. Oh, I wanted to show this to you too, and then we're going to get to the main topic. I'm just slowing my roll. 281-845-4704. If you're frustrated with what I'm telling you and you're mad at me and you want to vent, you can call in. Just watch your mouth. That's all. Jude 3 and 4. 281-845-4704. If not, that's okay too. You can throw your thoughts out on the table because I'm as frustrated as people are that are listening to us every day. It's not like I can just say it's not happening. That's not my job. My job is to show you what's happening as it rains judgment down upon the American people. Speaking of the illegals, isn't it interesting that you see all these that are campaigning for mass immigration? I mean, I'm sure you've seen this. You see these women in churches standing there talking about how we're supposed to love all of these illegals, having no idea what sort of animals they're alluring into their countries. And then before we know it, those that were campaigning for mass migration into their countries, we find out that they're brutally raped. Or their children are being brutally raped and murdered by these illegal, these animals. Because that's exactly what they are. I mean, what would you expect from someone feeding on the doctrines of devils? Because you're going to get the fruit of it when you bring them in. Yes, I know that countries all over the world are standing up in mass that have suffered the abuse of what I'm trying to prevent here in my own backyard. They're leaving those countries because the people are standing up demanding them to be deported from their countries. Well, guess where they're coming? Right here. Into your country. To do it to you as to what they did to them. What am I talking about? Well, we have, again, this nonsense of left-wing, right-wing nonsense. There's no such thing. A socialist politician who campaigned for mass migration is brutally beaten by North African men in France. Has anybody taken the time to see what these people do when they get into their countries? Where they kind of conglomerate? And what they do is they bring their culture from their war-torn cultures. They bring that culture in with them to the communities that they possess. Isn't that interesting? I thought they were here because they needed our help. And then once they get here, they're not here because they needed our help. They begin to attack the people in the system that was there in aiding and helping them in the process of fleeing those war-torn countries. And what do? They bring it to you. They bring it to you. You can call that whatever you want, but I got statistics, folks, that will blow your mind concerning a small, small percentage of these animals that come into other countries. And what they do is they begin to attack the people, and the crimes that they're responsible for is, again, incredible. And it's what they get away with because, again, the politicians are the ones that are making way for them to enter into the country. But, again, we all know what's going on here, right? What I'm going to do is when we come back, one of the things that we had highlighted for the show today is how stupid were our forefathers. It's amazing to me that our forefathers didn't tolerate any of what you're seeing happening in this country today. K Case in point, the politicians of the day are the ones that are belittling our forefathers because they want you to believe that that they somehow or another didn't know what they were doing. No, in fact, what is happening, friends, is today today's politicians, they're at war with what our forefathers established. They're the ones that are being paid off for the 30 pieces of silver to tear down the Constitution that they established in hopes of creating it just like their special interest groups that they're working for. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic." So let's go over and see how stupid our forefathers really were. Because again, the modern day politician wants you to believe that somehow or another those guys just didn't know what they were doing. Oh my goodness. I've said this so many times, folks, but you got to grab a Webster's 1828 just to understand many of the words that our forefathers were speaking of. In fact, when many of them didn't even graduate high school back in the day, right? Because they didn't have that. But many of them didn't even go past the eighth grade like George Washington. Here, let me give you a little taste concerning what I'm talking about here. If you look at the American education system, when you look at questions asked to fourth graders, let's just go back to 1862, for example, in a geography test, okay? This is how stupid our forefathers were and how stupid their children were. Check this out. How many degrees of longitude, are there? How many degrees wide are the temperate zones? What is watershed? Name the principal animals in the frigid zones. Name the different hells into which mankind is divided. H-A-L-E-S. What is a monarchy? What portion of people on the globe are pagans, non-Christians? That's one reoccurring thing that you're going to continuously see from the likes of McGuffey, who is the schoolmaster to the nation. Elementary questions for, obviously, elementary students. I insured 2/3 of a shop worth $36,000 and 4/5 of a house worth $6,000, paying $126. What was the rate of insurance? How much money must be given with 9 $100 shares at 15% discount in exchange for 8 $100 bonds at a 2% discount? This is for elementary students back in 1862. Math problems to be solved mentally only. You can't use pencils, okay? Or paper. This is in 1877. A boat worth $864, of which 1/8 belonged to A, 1/4 to B, and the rest to C, was lost. Which loss did each sustain, it having been insured for $500? Again, in 1877, mental health problems to be solved by elementary students. On a farm, there are over 60 animals, horses, cows, and sheep. For each horse, there are 3 cows, and for each cow, there are 2 sheep. How many animals of each kind? If 7 men can do a piece of work in 4 days, in what time can it be done? If 3 of the men leave when the work is half completed. Let's go to 1882 concerning history questions. What is a writ of habeas corpus? Americans, you should all know that. What is a bill of attainder? Americans, you should all know that. None of this stuff was taught in public schools in America today. What is an ex post facto law? Enumerate the powers denied to the several states. What are the bills of credit? Again, we're talking about how stupid we're told our forefathers were and what it is that they established concerning the education and upbringing of their children. Proverbs 22, verse 6. A sincere question. How many elementary students or even adults today can accurately answer any of these questions? In 1787, the Federalist Papers were written by James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, and John Jay. This was written to let the people know why a federal constitution was needed. I want you to listen carefully. There is currently a law professor in Alabama who requires his law students to read his books. Now we're going into the colleges, right? Again, a law professor in Alabama who requires his law students to read his book, all of it, and why not? Before they can become attorneys, they will swear an oath to uphold the Constitution. So why not learn the intent of the document that they will swear to uphold? Yet those law students enrolled in the graduate level legal studies regularly complained to him about the difficulties of reading the old Federalist Papers book. That professor non-sympathetically responds, "I understand. This book was not written for the common average upstate New York farmer of 1787. He said, "Perhaps someday you as graduate students will attain the educational level of those early New York farmers." Isn't that something? And of course, it's all premised on the Word of God. You guys have heard this several times from this pulpit. When we look at the Harvard graduates and we name them off and we begin to look at the slogans that they had, like, for example, Harvard, and what was their philosophy? Their educational philosophy was for Christ in the church, for the glory of Christ. When you go to Yale, what was it at Yale? Yale's admonishes students, above all, have an eye to the great end of all of your students or your studies, I'm sorry, which is to be or obtain above all the clearest conceptions of divine things and to lead you to a saving knowledge of God, his son, Jesus Christ. What about Princeton? Again, this is just absolutely pertinent information today because it stands against everything that's been done or put in its place since our founding era. When you look at John Witherspoon, he was the president of Princeton University, also the signer of the Declaration of Independence. He said of the students, every student shall attend worship in the college hall morning and evening and shall attend public worship on the Sabbath. There shall be assigned to each class certain exercises for their Christian instruction, and no student belonging to any class shall neglect them. I mean, how could it be otherwise when you look at the fact that, and I talk about it during the breaks here, friends, that in 1860 alone, the 262 of the 288 college presidents were ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Everybody understanding what the problem is. It's a far cry from what real Christians established, isn't it? From what we see today. We see that over one-third of faculty were ministers of the gospel in 1860. We found out that in 1890, survey of state universities conducted, over 90% had chapel services, 50% had compulsory chapel, 25% required church attendance. Wow. Oh, my goodness. I mean, folks, I got just a ton of history on this so we can all understand who our forefathers were. I mean, look at Noah Webster, for example. He was a soldier in the American Revolution. He was a legislator and a judge. He helped with the language of the Constitution. We all know who he is. By what? The very dictionary he's written, by the way, and again, to further solidify the point that I'm making to you now, that if you look at a modern day dictionary from Webster, they have Webster's name on it, and you put it up against what he actually wrote in definitions of these words, in many cases, they're diametrically opposed in their very definitions. Did you hear me? They've completely watered them down. We started seeing that in this country back in the 1950s. I think you heard also during the commercials that during the inception, the beginning years of this country, the average constitution was only 5 pages long. Now what? Well, it's become so voluminous. There's been so many added to each state constitution in the thousands of pages. And why is that? Because what they're doing is they're pitting themselves by gutting and defanging the laws found within the books that they completely watered them down to work for the attorneys rather than for the people, to work for corruption rather than to uphold the rights and the God-given rights of the people. Again, everything is completely upside down on its head. When you look at the ages of some of these kids that were, like, for example, if we go to the fifth grade, I want to show you something there as well. If you go to the fifth grade at the beginning of public schools in the United States of America, let me show you this. Just give you five examples. What's the fifth commandment? Right? Oh, but you're told just the opposite today. You can't do that. But now the ACLU is helping the Muslims to go ahead and create prayer time in public schools. Folks, what's the fifth commandment? Honor your father and your mother. Hold them in high esteem. Number two, what's required of the fifth commandment? To honor them. What's forbidden in the fifth commandment? To dishonor them, obviously. What's the reason annexed in the fifth commandment? You get the point? Folks, we could do another show on this. Matter of fact, I think we're going to do that. Charles Carroll, signer of the Declaration, enrolled college at 10 years old. Here, just hold up with me for a moment. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23, affiliates. See ya. Here, I want to get back to this again, because if you look at even the history books, I'm just going to highlight these. And these are from McGuffey's third grade readers, okay? His lesson books had such lessons as the character of Jesus Christ, the golden rule, extract from the Sermon on the Mount, Solomon's Wise Choice, The Goodness of God, Gospel Invitation, Christian Light and Hope, Awake Zion, On Prayer. What makes us great Americans? Come on. Our forefathers knew where to go, right? And you see the Lord's fingerprints and his word all over everything that they were responsible for establishing. When we look at, for example, and I'm going to end with this, Charles Carroll, he was the signer of the Declaration. He entered college at the age of 10 years old. Did you hear what I said? 10 years old. Fisher Ames, he entered Harvard at the age of 12 years old. This is how stupid they were. The politicians of today would have you believe. The revisionists of the day would have you believe. This is how stupid they were. Benjamin Rush, he graduated Princeton at the age of 14 years old. John Trumbull, he was a law student under John Adams, second president, justice in Connecticut Supreme Court, read through the Bible at the age of 4 years old. He beat a minister in a Greek contest at age 6. He passed Yale entrance exam at 7.5 years old. The parents had to hold him back out of college until he was 13 years old. These are our forefathers. Andrew Jackson, the 7th president of the United States, soldier in the American Revolution at age 12. He went to war at 12 years old. Most Americans aren't taught to grow up until they're 25. Shame on us. Shame on us. Andrew Jackson was also a POW, prisoner of war under the British. Going to John Quincy Adams, the 6th president of the United States of America, he performed drills with Minutemen at the age of 8 years old. If you haven't seen the documentary on John Adams, do yourself a favor and watch it. And pull up all the little subtitles because they're going to educate you throughout that documentary. Performing drills with Minutemen at the age of 8 years old. Whoa. Received congressional appointment to be Secretary of Ambassador to Court of Catherine the Great in Russia at the age of 14 years old. He was an ambassador at the age of 14 years old. James Ivedell, Supreme Court Justice, appointed to public office in North Carolina to oversee finances at the age of 17 years old. William Livingston, signer of the Constitution, he was a missionary to the Indians at the age of 14 years old. This is what I'm going to end with because I'm going to pick up some more of this tomorrow. I'm just going to go from start to finish tomorrow. Spelling words for elementary students. Contumelious. What does it mean? Spelling words for elementary students. Ichthyology. I'm sorry, ichthyology. Spelling words for elementary students during the founding era. Bronchotomy. Bronchotomy. Here, listen. B-R-O-N-C-H-O-T-O-M-Y. Spelling words for elementary students. If I broke that up in syllables and said it wrong, forgive me. Only proven the point as to how smart our forefathers were. How about loquacious or loquacious? Forgive me. Another one, mendacity. Spelling words for elementary. Armigerius is another one. Vertiginous is another one. Alleginous is another word. Anxious is another word. Folks, again, I've literally got hours and hours and hours. What was mandatory in schools and public in America during the beginning era of this country was Christianity, number one. Which what is the fruit of is the morality of who we are in Christ. That's by grace, not by works. And the only way that that happens is when we have a knowledge and we're raised up the proper way. This was all instilled at a school, home, church, communities. And guess what? More than anything, friends, the people, here it is, the people were unified. They weren't divided. The people were being unified by the Black Robe Regiment. by the preachers of the day, by the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, because the country as a whole, we're working together in Christ, not outside of Christ. Now what do we see? Just the exact opposite. Now, everybody can believe whatever they want, and everybody can go ahead and do whatever. Well, Bradley, we're not a theocracy. Oh, yes, we are. We're a theocracy. Every country on the planet is a theocracy. Every government on the planet is a theocracy. How do I sum that up? Either you're going to be ruled by God, or you're going to be ruled by a tyrant. And if you want to go back to the arm of the flesh and say that the arm of the flesh isn't a tyrant, then why does the Bible say that it brings a curse? Because at length it will. The only peace that we're ever going to have in this life, friends, is when we obey the Lord and his perfect law, his moral law. That is real peace. Outside of that, it's all false peace, and it's created to divide the people so they're easily conquered. Just ask Jesus in Mark 3:25. Folks, we're going to go ahead and call it. I'm going to pick this up again tomorrow. This is fantastic information. I love it. And again, we're going to hit it right off the bat tomorrow from start to finish. Love you by what we do. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the store. Also consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. We will talk to you tomorrow, 23 hours. See ya.